Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're ever moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment.
Delicious. These bagels, lox, and cream cheese are something else.
Mm-hmm. Jewish soul food.
I just wish I could stop feeling guilty.
Why are you feeling guilty? Jews eat ribs. Some of them even eat watermelon.
It's not what we're eating, it's the time we're eating it. 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning, we just having breakfast. That's sinful.
No, it ain't, because this ain't breakfast, it's brunch.
Brunch?
Mm-hmm. The rich folks invented it so they wouldn't have to worry about getting up too late for breakfast or too early for lunch, so they call it brunch.
What do we eat if we don't get up until the afternoon? Dinch?
Not a bad idea, Weezy. You see, that's how rich folks get more time to enjoy their money, because they make one meal do the work of two. I call that smart.
When we had to do it in Harlem, it was called poverty.
You know something? I bet you my banker, H.L. Whittendale, is having his brunch right now up there in the penthouse. You know something else? His chauffeur told me he always eats eggs benedict every morning. That's class.
George, this might come as a shock to you, but I don't care if Whittendale eats shredded wheat through a straw.
Well, you should care, because I care. I want the name George Jefferson to be a name H.L. Whittendale will never forget.
I'm sick and tired of hearing you talk about Whittendale.
H.L. Whittendale is head of the Whittendale National Bank, Louise. And he could be very important to me in my business.
And living here is a great time.
See? Even you agree.
Has it ever occurred to you, George, that Whittendale might not want to meet you?
That's ridiculous, Weezy. Look, we're at a new station in life. So why don't you stop knocking it and bring out some more bagels?
I'm not knocking it, George, but I got to keep remembering who I am. I don't mind living up to our money all week, but I've got to have Sundays off. One day a week, I've got to be true to my roots, to relax and be me. Havana.
Hey, there's something else we need for our new station. You seen these pictures of them rich folks' homes?
Uh-huh.
Look at this picture. You notice anything special about the furniture?
Yeah, it looks like nobody ever sits on it.
I don't mean that. Take a look at this picture. What's sitting in that living room with the gleaming white teeth that we ain't got here?
Liberace.
I mean, what's Liberace got that we ain't got?
A closet full of candles.
He's got a piano. That's what we need, a piano. Come on, Weezy, you love it. See how good a piano makes them places look?
Yes, but those are big homes. That's old money, George.
So, the only difference between old money and new money is that the new money crackles more. Which is good, because if people can't see you got it, they can hear you got it.
Why bother to buy a piano? Just hang up a framed picture of your bank balance.
No, that'd be showing off. See, a piano would bring real class to this place.
That's great. Now what are you going to do for an encore?
Answer the door.
Good morning.
Hi, Bentley, would you do lock yourself out in your Dr. Denton?
Oh, no, these aren't my pajamas. I've been jogging. May I come in?
Only if you turn off your motor.
Come in, Mr. Bentley.
Thank you. Now, that's the funny part about going for a run, you know. After you've finished running, you've got to keep running before you can stop running. Something to do with letting the muscles unwind. It's the sudden stop that can hurt you. Incidentally, did you hear about that man who fell from the 89th floor of the Empire State Building and lived to tell about it?
No.
Yes, he told the people on the 88th floor, the 87th
floor. Would you like some coffee and a bagel?
Bagels, marvelous. You don't mind if I take this with me, do you? I just popped in to tell you that the Willises are thinking of holding a tenants' protest meeting, and we were wondering if you'd care to come.
I ain't getting involved in no protest.
Oh, but George...
No way, Louise. We can afford to sit back and watch Whitey doing the marches.
Well, I don't think it's a march, just a stand-up buffet.
Look, we just moved into the building, and I don't want to make no waves. Besides, we ain't got nothing to protest about. You happy, Angel?
Yes, but people should stick together.
Look, you stick together when you're suffering. We already done our suffering.
I see your point. Oh, well, not to worry. Karajdi biesetsia pazvoimu.
Uh-oh, there's a new one.
What's that mean?
Well, that's Russian for shakri na songu, which, of course, is French.
George, I think you could at least have listened to him.
Come on, Louise, look, he speaks 5 different languages and don't say nothing in all of them. I don't understand that dude when he's supposed to be talking English.
And sometimes I understand him better than I do you.
Well, understand this. I just got me a brand new 3-year apartment lease and I ain't making no waves.
But, George...
And I don't want you jumping in those meetings neither, because you'd make a tidal wave.
Now, you watch it, George.
All right, Louise, calm down. I'm sorry. Look, sit down. All I'm trying to say is this, we should just try to play it cool for a while. I mean, this is a great apartment, ain't it?
Of course it is.
And when we get our piano, it's going to be even better.
You still on that?
Sure. All rich folks got pianos. How come we ain't got one?
Maybe it's because nobody around here can play one.
We got a fancy French writing desk and nobody around here writes French neither.
We don't need a piano.
Sure we do. See, Wheezy, that's your trouble. You don't have any sense of values. The important thing is not to be able to play it, is to be able to afford it. So, you want to order us a piano first thing in the morning?
I don't know anything about buying pianos.
What's to know? You just phone up and order the best one in the store.
Okay, I'll order your piano. Maybe we'll get a discount if I tell him it's just for looking at. Oh, so hi. It's Helen Willis, George.
Oh, now give me the good news.
Why, hello, George. I thought you'd be in church praying for a full return to mental health. Anyway, Louise, a few of the tenants in the building are getting together to have a meeting about...
Oh, the protest meeting. Bentley already laid that on us. Uh-oh, more bad news. What do you mean?
I'd like to speak to my wife, if you don't mind. Helen, I can't find my fountain pen.
Use one of the ballpoint pens. There are lots of them on your desk.
Ballpoint pens are not for writing. They're for making marks. I need a pen with a point. Now, what have you done with my pen?
I don't know. I might have taken it to do the marketing list.
You wrote with it?
What are you supposed to do with a pen? Paint the walls?
Don't you know what a strange hand can do to the nib? They don't make nibs like that anymore.
Look, you two. I don't like no arguments in my house.
What?
You stay out. out of this, Louise. If you want to have an argument, you take it upstairs to your own apartment where it belongs.
Just as soon as I find out what happened to my pen. Now, Helen, where is it?
It's around, maybe in the kitchen.
Okay, and I'd better find it or I'm going to turn that apartment upside down.
Tom, you're just being plain silly.
No, I'm not. I have to do my work now. I'm ready to do my work now. But I can't because of you. You just don't understand. You know what you are? You are a...
Uh-oh, here it comes. He's going to say that.
You're damn right I'm going to say it. You are a woman, a typical woman.
That's a terrible thing to say.
I don't think that's so terrible. I thought he's going to call her...
George!
I'm just a terrible wife. That's what I am, huh?
You bet you are. And you could be in big trouble if I didn't love you so much. Big trouble!
How about you going with him?
I'll leave as soon as I get your answer about the protest meeting. Now, shall we count you in?
No, you can count me out. I don't want no part of it.
But the more support we get, the better. You know, the parking rates in the garage are going up 25%.
Who cares? I ain't got no car.
But that's not the only thing. I mean, take security. They're letting the night doorman go.
I ain't surprised. Last time I saw the night doorman, he was so stoned, I had to show him where the door was.
They're cutting down on services any way they can. That's why we're trying to get everybody who's important in this building. You folks, the McAllisters, the Lockmans, the Whittingdales, the Nelsons.
Did you say Whittingdales? And the banker?
Yeah, we're inviting him too. We're inviting everybody who's concerned about the problems in the building.
You know you're right. You make a whole lot of sense. We do have problems in this building. Big problems.
Come on, George. You just said we had no problems at all.
That's because I didn't want to worry you.
You got lots of troubles.
This apartment happens to be the apartment which needs more attention than all the others put together. That's why I think we ought to have the meeting right here.
You mean you want to hold that meeting here?
Sure. And show them how to do it in style. Free food, free booze, and free music on our brand new little old piano. And I tell you what else I'm going to do for you. Just give me those invitations, and I'll put my own personal P.S. on it to make sure Whittingdale comes.
I hear it, but I don't believe it.
You can believe it.
Sure. I always say, if you want to get anywhere, you got to make waves.
The food is right over there. Lawrence, I could kill you. I go out to the store and you let those people bring in that monster of a piano. How could you have done that?
Well, you know, Miss Jefferson, I thought to myself, nothing but a crazy person would want something like that in here. But then I remembered I was working for your husband. So I said, bring it on in, honey. Oh, it's doorbell, doorbell.
Good evening.
Mr. Bentley.
Yes? Lawrence, you're on duty, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes. Good evening, Mrs. Jefferson. Oh, here, let me. That doesn't seem quite right, does it?
Can I get you a drink?
Yes, thank you. A scotch. Neat.
Don't worry. You'll get a clean glass.
Oh, no, I didn't mean I wanted a clean glass. Well, I do, but what I wanted was no water and no ice. That's neat.
That's weird.
Well, this is a big night, eh? I still can't get over your husband changing his mind about the tenants' meeting like this. Oh, I say, You've rearranged the furniture or something, haven't you? For the piano. Say, it's rather large, isn't it?
About as large as the bump I'm going to raise on George's head when he gets home.
Ah! I know exactly what it needs. Ludwig.
What?
Ludwig, I'll be right back.
What about his strength?
I need it more than he does.
Don't bell, Miss Jefferson.
I know.
Mr. and Mrs. Willis, Miss Jefferson.
Come in. If you can get in.
Thank you. Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hello. Hello there. How are you?
Helen, look at this. Wow. I haven't seen a piano this big since Betty Grable and 30 Chorus Boys danced on one.
Well, you know what they say? Large oaks from little acorns grow. Well, this big piano came from a little nut.
I didn't know George was a pianist.
He isn't. But when he heard Mr. Whittendale was a music lover, he hired a piano player to entertain. Of course, the piano player is home with the flu. You don't play, do you?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. Still, I must say, George is really fighting for the tenants. This postscript he put on all the invitations. Now, this is strong stuff.
Yes, I didn't know that the paint was peeling in the corridors.
I didn't know we had cockroaches either.
It isn't, and we don't.
Oh, you mean George just got carried away?
Not yet, but I'm still hoping.
You know, in my building, the roaches are so big that when you step on them, the crunch drowns out the television. And they just go splat.
I seem to have lost my appetite.
Oh, hi, everybody. Hey, Mom, look who we found downstairs in the drugstore. Grandma.
Oh, hello, Mother Jefferson.
Hello, Louise.
Oh, I see Pop finally got his piano. It's too bad they're all out of the big ones.
If I hadn't bumped into Lionel in the drugstore, I wouldn't have known you were giving a party. I expect my invitation got lost in the mail, as usual.
It isn't a party, Mother Jefferson. It's a tenants' meeting. Why don't you come and have a drink?
Mrs. Jefferson, is there anything I can do to help?
Have you got an axe?
My, what a lovely piano. And what fun you're going to have polishing it every day, Louise.
I'll get it. Excuse me.
Oh, it's all right. Just me and Ludwig. Here we are. Home at last.
Beethoven, right?
Right. And he's all yours, Mrs. J. I'm sure he'll be very happy here.
Oh, Mr. Bentley, you shouldn't have.
I know, but I did it anyway. Isn't he marvelous?
Very lifelike.
You'll have to speak up. He was quite deaf, you know.
Go, Bill.
Good evening, worthy McAllisters.
The McAllisters, Miss Jefferson.
How do you do? Come right in.
Mr. and Mrs. Luckman.
Mr. and Mrs. Luckman.
I can hear them, Florence. How do you do? How are you? Come right in.
Wait, please. Mr. George Jefferson.
I know who I am. George, I'm glad you're home at last. I've been trying to get you on the phone for hours.
I got held up in traffic. Is Whittendale here yet?
No, not yet, but everybody else is.
Good. I want to be the first to welcome him.
What the hell is that?
Last time I saw something this big is when I was in the Navy and we was trying to sink it.
But that's what you told me to get, George.
What's Whittendale going to think when he sees the place looking like this? Maybe the music will take his mind off the piano. Where's the piano player?
In bed with the flu? Well, there's nothing you can do about it now, George. So say hello to your guests. Go on, circulate.
Circulate? Ain't even enough room to stand still.
Hi, George. You know the Nelsons.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Oh, hello, Jefferson. I must say we're delighted that you're leading the protest, aren't we, Marion?
Enchanted.
Yes, you colored folk can teach us a lot.
Who you call a militant? I'm a businessman. Do I look like a militant to you?
Well, I was,
Mr. Jefferson, I want you to say hello to Ludwig.
Hello, Ludwig, and don't you call me a militant.
Don't you call me Ludwig. My name is Frank.
That's Whittendale. I'll get it.
I'll get it.
No, I'll get
it. Bill Simpson, I brought your bench.
My what?
Your seat. The store forgot to put it on the truck when we delivered your piano.
You delivered that?
Yeah.
Well, couldn't you see it was too big?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you take it back?
Oh, it's too big to take back. Piano that size is just for bringing.
Look, don't give me none of your lip. You're ruining my whole future with that.
Don't yell at me, mister.
I ain't yelling. I just got a loud voice. Will you come with me, please? Excuse us, please. Excuse me.
Where are we going?
We're going in the kitchen where we can talk this over quietly. That damn piano is killing my whole party. I want you to get it out of here right now.
Man, you're crazy. I can't do that all by myself.
Why not? What's this, beer fat?
Look, I didn't have to come back here tonight. I brought you that bench on my own time as a favor.
A favor? Who you think you're jiving, turkey?
Turkey? Who you calling a turkey, you jive turkey?
You dumb furniture mover.
Dumb? I didn't order no piano without checking the measurements first.
That's him. It's Whitney. I'll get it. I'll get it. That's it. Come in, Mr. Whittendale. Come in.
Mr. Jefferson?
In person, but you can call me George.
Thank you. You can call me Mr. Curtis. Oh.
You ain't Mr. Whittendale?
No, I'm Mr. Whittendale's representative.
Oh, what time's he coming down?
I'm afraid he's not, Mr. Jefferson, but he did request that I convey his sentiments to you.
Oh, well, do come in.
Thank you.
These are the other tenants.
Hello.
My family and my wife, Mrs. Jefferson.
Hello, hello. Well, well, are you a music lover, Mr. Jefferson?
Oh, sure. Just like Mr. Whittendale himself.
Why don't you play something for us, Mr. Jefferson?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'd be glad to, but it's broken.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't.
Haven't we met somewhere before?
No, he ain't a tenor. He's just a piano mover.
Maybe the Moonbeam Club.
That's it. The Moonbeam. You are Bill Simpson. Oh, my wife and I just love the way you play.
Thank you.
What are you doing moving pianos
around? Oh, just helping out a friend who owns a piano store.
Oh, I see. Look, would you be available to play at Mr. Whittendale's party next Saturday night? For a handsome fee, of course.
Sure.
Here's my card. Just write your agent's name and number there, will you, please?
And be sure you tell Mr. Whittendale I discovered you.
Well, I gather that you are also responsible for this meeting.
Yes, I am. I am the chairman.
And you sent this letter?
No, but the P.S. part is mine. That dumb landlord is giving us a bad time, and we're going to do something about it, right?
In that case, Mr. Whittendale has asked me to read this statement.
Hey, that's great. Everybody listen to this.
Dear Mr. Jefferson, since this building is owned and operated by the Corby Corporation, which also controls the Whittendale National Bank, it would be a conflict of interest for me as your landlord to attend a protest meeting.
Landlord?
Mr. Whittendale owns the building?
Uh-huh. Furthermore, I deeply resent the fact that you, our newest tenant, see fit to become a troublemaker by making unsubstantiated charges against the building management. And, Mr. Jefferson, if these efforts don't cease immediately, we shall seek legal recourse. Signed, H.L. Whittendale. Oh, thank you. And good night, Mr. Simpson. It's been a real pleasure meeting you, sir.
Oh, the pleasure's mine.
Well, you got your wish. George Jefferson is one name H.L. Whittendale ain't gonna ever forget. Well, don't just sit there. Play something.
The party's over.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.